Let us pray. Most holy and merciful God, you have given us this great gift of life, and you have given us your word so that we might know how to live it. Help us, Lord, to love our neighbors as we would love you. In Jesus' name, amen. We human beings have the tendency to complicate things sometimes, to make things more difficult than they need to be. Just yesterday, in fact, I had gone over to my mother's house to help her put in a dryer vent. And what I should have done was just wrap some tape around the old vent and get it all sealed up and go on my way. But what I ended up doing was taking the whole vent out and putting a new one in and trying to jam it in, these pipes and these wires up against the plumbing. There was dust everywhere. I cut my hands all up and got really mad at the same time. The problem is, I made what I was doing much more difficult than we needed to be. And as I was thinking about the lesson from Deuteronomy last night and the lesson from Luke, that whole sense of complicating things kind of entered back into my head. Moses, as he's saying his farewells to the people, says to them, "This commandment is not too hard for you. It's not up in heaven where you can't find it. It's not across the sea where you can't reach it. It's near you. It's in your mouth, and it is in your heart." Makes me wonder why he said that. Were they making things too complicated? Were they making more out of God's laws than they needed to be made? Or were they just too stubborn and hard-hearted to do what God wanted them to do? Surely Moses saw something in these people, something that made him say these words, something that made him think, "Oh, you guys, you can do this. You know these words. You've been taught these words from God. Now go and do them. As you enter into the promised land, you don't need me. God's with you. He's taught you these words. Don't make too much of it. Just go and do it." And I hope that's what they did. But that human tendency to complicate things never goes away. And so we see this young lawyer come up to Jesus and ask him about what it means to follow God and how do we inherit eternal life. And Jesus asked him, "What do you think?" And he has a pretty good answer. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul and your mind and your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus agreed. And he said that was right. But then this young man tries to complicate things. "Well, who's my neighbor?" Now, we may think that that's a weird question in some ways. But we have 2,000 years of Christian tradition behind us where we've been taught that, well, everybody's our neighbor. We have great preachers on TV like Mr. Rogers, who taught a lot of us growing up to love our neighbors, that everybody's our neighbor. But this young man didn't have that. In fact, there were debates amongst the scribes of the day, the teachers, that, well, there's neighbors and there's non-neighbors. And the neighbors you can show mercy to, and the non-neighbors you don't have to show mercy to. And of course, our Lord Jesus didn't want anything to do with that type of behavior. Because in his mind, everybody was a neighbor. Didn't matter where you were from, what you looked like, what race you were, how you talked. He was trying to open up God's love to everybody. And it was a hard thing, I think, for people to get. So he tells a story that we are all familiar with. We've all heard a bunch of times. We learned it in Sunday school. It was in the old prayer book. It's in this prayer book. It is one of the most famous things that Jesus ever said. But yet, how often do we complicate things? How often do we make more of it than what it is? How often do we fail to show mercy to those to whom we ought to show mercy, to anybody? How often do we fail in loving our neighbors or even loving those of our own household? I'm very shocked sometimes, and myself, how I can fail in these things. It's difficult. It's a struggle. And we do make more of it than we perhaps need to. But yet we press on Because God has given us that grace and that power. So we know, right, who our neighbors are. We know that our neighbors are in Detroit. Our neighbors are in Grosse Pointe. Our neighbors are in the pews in front of us and sitting right next to us. And you'd be surprised. We can look at Detroit and say, well, there's a crushed city. There's a city that needs some oil and wine and some celebration and some healing. But right in front of you might be somebody who's crushed. Somebody who needs oil and wine, celebration and healing. And God has given us every resource that we need through the power of the Holy Spirit to meet those needs, to show mercy where we can show mercy. So I bid you not to walk around the crushed person in front of your face, like the priest and the Levite. We all, every one of us, need to be diligent and have wide open eyes to see those who are hurting, because sometimes we walk right by them, that we might minister that love of Christ to all who need it, which is everybody, right? I wanted so desperately to preach on Colossians this week. I was thinking about it all week, up until about last night, probably actually about midnight, so maybe it's even today. I bid you this week to go read Colossians 1:1-14, because it's wonderful, and we have a lot to learn from it. But more importantly, as you go out this week, as I will go out this week, let's do Luke chapter 10, 25-37. The word is near us. It's in our hearts. It's in our mouths. And God has given us the grace and the strength to do it. Amen.